Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So when you roll shamed your mother.
Roll? What do you mean roll shamed?
Bread shamed.
Where you bake shamed your mother.
Yes.
This guy had a statement that I kind of got a lot of when you think about the chains and the food that becomes successful in this country. He said, "Do you know why you Americans get bad food?" I said, "No, Gerard." He said, "Because you accept it." Hmm. And he has
a valid point.
Well, that over there, it's not accepted because they will say, the standard's higher because people don't say, if you put crap down in front of people in America, we eat like at a
like, you know, what we don't accept is defeat. And the French do. So.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So I didn't put any product in my hair after I showered today, and therefore it's looking a little askew because I'm going off for a haircut today.
Do you think that's good? No, I think it looks sexy.
Looks natural. Yeah. I like walking into a haircut without any product in. It's one less step, though they always shampoo you anyways.
See, they don't at my places. I go to barber shops.
I do too.
Barber shops have no idea what it's like. They don't have a sink in there.
Is that true? Yeah, that is true.
Well, some barbershops, they would have like a sink, but they would have to tilt the chair back awkwardly.
Ah.
Right?
I've seen that happen, and it always looks like they don't know what they're doing.
A man's hands on your hair isn't the same as a woman's hands.
Or
like a shampoo lady.
Speaks English properly.
Yes. Well, usually they don't.
Speaking of a woman's hands,
usually Latino.
This is going to gross out some of our listeners.
Oh, no.
Just to think of me in the shower, but. Lately, Mrs. O'Mara, once every couple of weeks, has taken to giving me a full body exfoliation in the shower, which is mighty fine. I consider myself a very lucky man.
Wow. Is the shower running, or is it just sort of an arena for the exfoliation?
No, it's running, and there's,
like Thunderdome? You
know, there's a body scrub that's used, and it's very luxurious.
Are you both showering, or is she wearing her bathing suit?
No. Oh, that's nice.
Ah, that's my funny of the day. She's wearing, I'm wearing a t-shirt and bathing trunks, and she's wearing a 1920s bathing suit that you would do. That last scene on Boardwalk Empire. That's it. That's funny. That's my funny of the day. Listen, we have to get to our results of our football picks, but before we do that, I'd like to start a TMOS tradition because I think this is helpful to our younger listeners with children.
Right.
And if you'll notice that the backdrop is missing today, and you can see over my shoulder here is the Curt Schilling jersey.
Yeah.
There's a picture of me and Rob. There's a sunset picture that Carla did in one of her old lady painting classes.
Oh, sweet.
And what's the other one? Let's see. Oh, the other one is just a
you can't see from this angle.
A dock down here. You can't see it. With the
like Otis Redding dock, like
no, it's a local photographer.
It's a local photographer that was related to Matthew Brady, the original photographer of the Civil War.
Oh,
so,
do you have a bloody sock framed?
No, I do not. Okay. But I have Schilling's jersey from the 2004 World Series.
Damn,
not game worn, but autographed.
Close enough.
Autographed by Kurt.
Wow,
Kurt, who ended up being, I wouldn't have gotten the jersey if I'd known like what he was going to be afterwards. You know, with all that. Video game debacle.
Remember the good times, Mike.
The good times are here. But a tradition that I decided to start for our younger listeners would be baby names. Because I think every year around this time, they give you the top 10 baby names of 2019. And I always think it's wonderful. And on the girls' front, two of these baby names were my nephew Michael's picks. For his daughters.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. My niece's daughter and my nephew's daughter, both are on this list.
That's so good representation.
The most popular names of 2019 are in, And if you want a child who sounds like a 19th century British aristocrat, what a year it was for you. Babynames.com.
Love
that website. I surf it constantly.
You know what? You know their competitor is Nameberry.
Nameberry.
That's right.
I just like the name it so. I know. He names dogs.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Rover and Spot.
Mm-hmm.
King.
Mm-hmm.
Dog. Babynames.com calculated the most popular names of the year based on how often expecting parents added them to their favorite list.
Okay.
So I always think this is fun. Would you like the girls or the boys? We have the top 10 names for boys.
Ladies first. And,
yeah, you teased
and
girls.
The top 10 names for girls. Okay. They're right at the beginning. Number one, Charlotte.
That's a great name. You know, I had two Aunt Charlottes through the years.
Charlotte. Mm-hmm. You do. You have a couple of Aunt Charlottes.
Yeah, we called her Shotzi.
Shotzi.
Yeah. Like Yahtzee?
A little bit.
I think you're more...
Do you guys...
I think you're more Nazi than you.
Yeah, there's a lot of hate.
Just because it rhymes.
Hate in your heart.
No. I don't know. Shotzi the Nazi?
No, that just sounds so...
We never called her that.
She was so mean.
Yeah.
Shotzi's such a Nazi.
To be honest...
Shotzi, sit under the picture of the Hindenburg. There you go, Shotzi.
Is that who gave you the piece of the Hindenburg?
To be honest, Mike, Shotzi was on a side of the family that really, really wouldn't be a Nazi.
Oh.
Shotzi is also a Jewish name.
It is,
right?
It is, yeah, it is.
Shotzi. Mm-hmm. So I probably got that totally wrong. But,
yeah.
Charlotte. Charlotte from Charlotte's Web.
And yes, the band very nice. Good yeah. Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. Waldorf Worldwide.
Name number two, Amelia.
Earhart.
I had an Amelia that was an in-law of mine.
Did we have an intern? Her name was Amelia? No, that's Dahlia.
Dahlia.
Sorry.
Yeah, where's Dahlia been? We haven't heard from Dahlia in a while. Is she off to
Dahlia
exciting new event?
On Mondays and Fridays.
Yeah.
And on Mondays, she works. She walks what is two blocks from her dorm room to the office on M Street.
Schedule her for Friday, will you please? A few moments with Dahlia.
Yes. We'd love to hear from her.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The second name is Amelia.
Okay.
And so
that's my niece's daughter.
I had a lady who trimmed my beard. Her name was Amelia.
Now, does Amelia. She go by Amelia or because the Amelia
Meals.
That I, in
Meals
my family
is her nickname?
She Meals by, on wheels.
She went by Molly.
Oh, this Molly. Time of year, yeah. Very mm-hmm. important.
No, mm-hmm. no. Violet, number three.
Mm. I think of
Aria,
the,
number four. Aria.
Length times width.
Yeah, but
Aurora.
Ooh. You're kidding.
I think of terms of endearment. Aurora Greenway.
Wasn't that a brand of model, too?
That was Shirley MacLaine's character.
Aurora.
Ava. That's that my daughter's.
Is it an E or an A?
With an A.
A.
Oh,
Ava.
Ava.
Like,
Ava.
Ava. Olivia.
That's a beautiful name.
Vivian.
Mm-hmm. Like Vivian Lee or Vivian Vance.
Hazel. Now there's a wild card.
Yeah.
Hazel.
Now, I like Hazel.
If you go way back, there was a very sexy
like
television
a hazelnut
show
called, coffee.
Called Hazel.
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah. Black and white TV show.
Yeah.
When I was before my time, even
it was, Hazel. It starred a woman named Shirley Booth who did the first topless scene on television.
Gross.
So not true.
Why would
and
you
Nora.
Tell us that?
Nora?
Nora.
What about the marvelous
Baby
Mrs. Hazel?
Names.
What's Different. That?
Hazel Mazel?
No, the marvelous Mrs. Hazel. There you go.
It's Mazel. The top 10 boys' names, they're not as fun. Liam, Oliver, Theodore, Declan. Declan.
Yeah, and you know
I
what?
Love Declan.
I know a couple Declans that are in Robert's class, and it's like,
really?
I how
are
do
they
you
cool
even...
or are they dorks?
One of them's cool.
Okay.
Here's a name I love, Henry. I love Henry.
Oh, Henry Ford.
I love Henry. Yeah. I really do.
Do you ever call Henry's Hank?
Well, you can.
Yeah, you can. That's you like
know? That's where
Kingsley.
Hank is from.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a sensitive name for me since the you know I was as soon as that TV show came out with I was branded. Hank Kingsley for the rest of it. That's how Don wanted me to be perceived.
Is that Richard?
That's Hank Kingsley, so that was not a real thrill.
Is that the same as Richard and Dick?
Yeah,
same.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
one of Big Daddy's best friends was named Henry, but he talked real slow.
Hank. That was my dad's name.
Oh, really?
Henry? Mm-hmm. Well, see,
aww,
there you go, Pony,
so
and I didn't even know that, and I said I love that
was
name.
Was he ever Hank known Boom. As Hank the Tank?
No, but someone did call him Hank the Riveter one time. That was real gross. My friends were gross.
Oh. Why did he rivet a lot of things?
Well, now you said
we
gross, and now
Caverns.
You got to explain yourself.
Yeah.
What
do you mean?
We went to Luray Caverns one day, and there was a
fun
stalactite that looked like a phallus. And someone said, "Hey, that's Hank the Riveter." And I said, "Stop saying that." And then we got high and went home.
There you go.
It was
great story.
We were very weird.
Right. When you were at
stalactite, did it have a low volume?
No.
Can you turn up your volume, please?
Heavy flow.
Let me get one more heavy flow.
Heavy flow.
Yes.
There we go.
Nice.
All right.
Stalactite.
Henry. Owen, the next one. Finn.
Finn.
Finn. Caleb. There you go. The ex-boyfriend of your daughter.
Oh,
Maybe not as ex as we thought.
No.
Really?
He was around this weekend.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sad.
Like that. Hope he wasn't aware of that. Tell him it wasn't true.
I was over the top polite.
No. Okay. You got to bully him out of her life. Bully him.
No, I feel that if I were to do that, I would make him more desirable.
We might have to do a segment.
That's fine.
Let me just ask one question. I'll determine whether we're doing a segment or not. Was he needy? Was he the one that's like, oh, I'll come over? You know, or
he showed up a lot, and he showed up hungry, as he always does.
Mm.
Yeah.
You didn't process it as far as the relationship, right?
No, he.
You processed it as far as
just tell us.
Being rated.
I think that Julia is an open door for his neediness. I think there's something
there. They're simpatico there.
Yes.
Got it. Mm-hmm. I understand. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm living the same dream. Emmett and Benjamin round out the
Emmett
top 10
is a strong name.
I have a cousin Emmett.
Yeah?
Yeah, and he has a
is he a running back? Last name Smith?
No, he's white. He's so white.
Oh.
And I also have a cousin Orson. Did Orson make
Wells?
It?
Wells?
Orson did not make it.
No. Mm-mm.
Benjamin is nice, but I would go by Ben, right?
Or Benny.
Oh, Benny.
Or
Ben.
Jammin'.
Benny. No. No.
You would think that that included all the names, the top names. Oh. But
it's so funny, Mike, because when a notable website like babies.com puts together a list of all the names and you have the top 10 for the men and the women, you would think that's very inclusive and there'd be others.
You would think so. Yeah.
You would think that would be a very the be all end all list,
mm-hmm.
Oscar.
Mm-hmm. Right. Wrong Buffalo Bread.
I haven't heard of that in a while. That's great. I love that.
I hold in my hand the top 10 baby names for 2019. Do you want the... we'll start with the boys.
Please.
So these are names that were just below the top 10. That
bubbling
TMOS
under, as we would say. Yeah,
let's do it.
Top 20
under,
charts.
Bubbling under. Here they are. I'm going to give them to you all at once. All right. Barrel. Slider. Spit. Larva, Winky, Pringle, Luge, Needles, Momentum, and Sty.
Needles, Zavios.
I'm Needles, I'm sure.
No, you're firstborn.
I'm more of a Sty.
He write a song about some Winky Bloom. Here's a story about Winky Bloom. Hung out with Slider and Spit and Larva. There
you go. The Riveter.
Stalactite.
I have the girls.
You hold in your hand.
Yes, please.
Serious, I'll slow down with the girls because you might want to write these down.
Okay, I got a
pen. If you're with child. And,
or expecting.
Right, these are the top 10 TMOS baby names for 2019 for the girls. Feather. Hysteria. Spruce.
Bruce.
Nivea. Cardi.
That's nice.
Cuticle.
Yes.
Tilapia. Jar Jar. Marinara.
Oh, it's lovely.
And Heather.
And Heather.
There we are, ladies and gentlemen.
Tilapia.
So if you're keeping, if you want to a repeat for the boys, Barrel, Slider, Spit, Larva, Winky, Pringle, Luge, Needles, Momentum, and Sty.
Yeah.
And for the girls, Feather, Hysteria, Spruce, Nivea, Cardi, Cuticle, Tilapia, Jar Jar, Marinara, and Heather.
Heather makes it every year.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. What did you do with your morning? That's an exercise in love.
Would it be T-Lop?
Yeah.
Hey, T-Lop.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, we'll go with that.
Right?
I don't know. Histy for hysteria.
Yeah.
You know, feather doesn't is too similar.
No.
Just leave that.
You know, and if feather was, you know, twins, it would be Feather and Heather.
Yeah, of
That's
course.
What I would do. Naturally. For my family.
Perfect.
Spruce, simply Spruce. Yeah. Nivea is, you know, you can call her lotion if you want. Cardi, just refer to as B.
Yes.
Like B.
B.
Cuticle would be, you know, nail.
I would call it
or cutie.
Cutie.
Right. Yeah, cutie.
Like the tangerine. Cutie,
yeah, right. cutie.
Yeah.
Tilapia, even though it's a girl, you say fish. Hey, fish. Dinner served, fish.
You know, fish might also work for Heather.
Yeah. Jar Jar was the controversial name. I was real surprised to get picked that many times. Mm. But maybe a Star Wars fan. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I added the second one just so I didn't want to piss people off.
I understand.
Marinara and Heather. There you go. Yeah, all right. So they're all out there. Hope you like our baby names. Do we need to start the show? You seem to be going for it.
We can. There's no need.
I'm late on the timer. What is our running time currently?
14 and a half at the mark. Mark.
All right. Let's do the football picks because I just want to get it.
I also like you not wanting to do what Rob wants to do. It's your show.
I have I have
see him lunging for.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, oh man, my wrist, carpal tunnel.
Okay, guys. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
Sometimes he says, "Start the show." I want to be ready.
You're ready. You're ready.
That's
you're ready.
Way to play both sides, Oscar. Well
look,
done.
Look who's back. Back again.
All right, I will. Back from Buffalo.
Yeah.
The commissioner who. You know, made her travel arrangements.
Is there a nice side of Buffalo? What's the neighborhood called?
It's all nice.
Okay.
It's
just, Buffalo's nice.
It is?
I love Buffalo.
It's just in between.
As far as the city, Buffalo rock. Buffalo is like a better Hartford. That's the way I describe
Buffalo.
Oh, wow.
It makes so much more sense to me.
Maddie, have you ever been to Hartford, Connecticut?
I have not, but I imagine there are many things that are better than Hartford.
Yes, there are many things.
From
thank
what
you.
I've heard.
Thank
proximity to large waterfalls.
Thank you for dissing the city I grew up next to. But Buffalo's the same. It's, you know, you're not going to be burdened with with a lot of nastiness in Buffalo. It's just it's a small city, and a small city is to me a fun city.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's a. And by the way, we were talking about it yesterday with DC and nightlife and all that.
Yeah.
If you get to a big city outside of New York, I mean, New York is New York. You know, and
New York.
Oh, by
city.
The way, they had another list that I will not share the entire list with you, but a legitimate list was the safest cities in America. Based on armed robbery, attacks, murders,
all of
that, and violent crime. And the safest city was Columbia, Maryland. And I didn't think of Columbia as a city, but that's what right between Baltimore and Washington.
Fairweather Post is there.
It sure is.
Like, unless they're not arresting people for marijuana anymore, I don't know what to do.
And the most dangerous city was St. Louis, Missouri.
I believe that.
That's where Dahlia's from.
The St. Lunatics.
Mm-hmm. St. Louis. All right. I'm ready because I've been padding so I don't have to deal with it, but I hold in my hand the
The
results.
Nervous or anxious
about nervous.
This.
I'm not nervous. I'm just... you'll know why in a second.
Oh, okay.
I'm freaking sick of this.
I thought you had some pretty deep cuts.
I had deep cuts. I'm struggling. I got to catch up. I got to get
struggling.
Back to the game. Impossible with... He of the large head do it.
He won again.
So I have to reverse strategies because he will pick the same games I do. Every correct pick I had, Rob and I shared.
Everyone. Oh snap!
So maybe you should be picking more like me instead of less like me.
Mads, how do we do?
Well, first, I just want to say shout out to Oscar for being the only one to pick the Bills
on
Thanksgiving.
Woo!
Way to go. I should have done it.
A great game.
I should have done it. Damn it. I should have done it.
Was your family fired up?
Oh, my God. You can't even imagine all of us around the TV shouting all day.
Speaking of which,
it was incredible.
Did you see the Bills game where the ball bounced off the upright?
Oh, a great one. Did you record it?
Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact.
Here we go.
Oh.
He got me. Look at how happy he is. Look at how happy he thinks it. Rob Smart, shopping, Mike Dumb.
22 days to fill the stocking. 22 days for Christmas shopping.
Kissing me.
Maddie loves
it. Only got 22 more. Hi there.
Hi. Made him look
Did you hear what the
made
man
the host
said?
Look foolish.
Only 22 shopping days till Christmas.
Didn't make you look foolish. It was a good setup.
I give Michael's look. Now that I got this monitor a little better, I can show my... I'll give you Michael's look.
How's his mood? Better?
Better?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we Carla made a judgment call last night that I did not 100% wholeheartedly agree with.
What's
and that was, I put him down. He was great. He was going off to dreamland. And Frosty the Snowman, I mean, sorry, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer came on CBS at 8 o'clock. Thanks, CBS. You know, I'm sorry, when you have a little bitty, bedtime for him is before 8 o'clock.
It's a late showing. It's a late showing, yeah.
Put on a weekend.
She puts it tears him out of bed. He's, you know, it's like, he'll only be six once. All right. For a half-hour TV show that you can get on any streaming service anywhere in the world.
Anywhere.
And he comes out, watches it, and then he was too tired to watch the very, very end. Because CBS breaks, like, with 16 seconds of programming back.
That's how they get you.
They get one more commercial break in, and then it's like, oh, goodbye, silver and gold, F you. So he woke up in a little bit of a funk this morning. But by the time I took him to the bus stop, he was fine. He was A-OK.
Good.
That's the kind of dad I am.
Back on track.
Hi, Maddie.
Hello.
How was Buffalo?
It was great.
You turn up Maddie's microphone a little bit?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's a star,
anybody
too.
Anybody paying attention to levels today?
Yeah, yeah. Here
anybody?
Here we
at
go.
All? There we go. Maddie, you got stranded, right?
I did get stranded. I've never seen anything covered. Like, the city was literally just covered in ice. My
car,
the roads, all the trees. Mm. Mm.
So you guys up there are used to, you know, the snow is no problem, but the ice was problematic.
Yeah, exactly. So I drove back in the snow yesterday, which was fine for the most part, but the ice was just crazy. And to get from Buffalo to D.C., it's all kind of two-lane winding roads through Pennsylvania. So it's not a great
situation.
It's
not a huge highway.
No.
Yeah.
You're in like the middle of nowhere. I was alone. I was like, I'm never going to make it to 23. I'm going to get stranded.
Oh, no.
Someone's going to kill me.
I thought you had a friend with you.
Well, she ended up going to Rochester because her roommate was from there.
I
like
see.
Halfway. But her flight got canceled on Monday. So I did drive down with her yesterday.
That was nice. I wasn't alone.
By the way, if you're driving from where Maddie goes to Buffalo through Pennsylvania to get down to D.C., it goes basically like this. Dive bar, trailer, townhouse, dive bar, townhouse, community, dive bar, trailer. What's going on? Is everything all right?
Yeah,
what the
I'm
hell's
just trying. You're frozen, Mike. I'm just going to call.
That's what I wanted. Huh? Yeah. That's me. You guys are great. That means a bite, baby.
Yeah. Can I call you back?
I'll call you
back. You call me back, and I'm ready to rock.
About that. Hey, boo.
Do you have a local dive bar you go to the day before Thanksgiving like everyone else does?
Well, the day before Thanksgiving in Buffalo is one of the biggest going out nights of the year.
Yes.
So not a lot of...
That's not exclusive to Buffalo.
But it's just, it's a very big thing. You see everybody you went to high school with. It's like, oh, man.
She's still at that age where you go back and you see all your pals.
And actually have friends and it's fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that'll end in about 20 years.
Oh, yes. 3 years.
Oh, no, it'll end sooner than that.
Really?
Oh, my God. Oh. That ends in 5-6 years.
Man.
Where you get, do you commiserate with your high school buddies still?
No, I see family. That's all I see. That's all I get.
Well, you're an outlier on that one.
Yeah.
But I used to go back home and love it because you're going back. Is that everything okay with the picture?
We're back, baby. We're back.
Okay.
We're back.
Good. But I'm talking about Pennsylvania because I have experience with my wife is from that part of Pennsylvania. The part that Maddie would drive through Western Pennsylvania to get to D.C.
You used to call it Pennsyltucky.
Pennsyltucky.
Yeah.
And
it's
interesting people out there. Yep.
It's a great place to drive through, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes. But real estate prices will knock your Schwanstucker in the dirt.
And also
great
fried chicken.
Yes.
Unbelievably. Thank you for remembering fried chicken, which was a bargain just outside of Punxsutawney. All right, Maddie. Enough small talk. Let's get to it. Let's get to the results. God.
All right, Mike. For the week, you had 7 and 9.
Yeah.
Oscar, whoopee! 9 and 7.
Oh, not that great.
And Rob, 10 and 6, takes the lead for the
week.
Again.
Yeah.
Again.
Not that bad, though.
We tied last week, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty close overall for the week. So, Mike, you're at 188. Oscar, you're at 120 and 68.
Hmm.
And Rob, 121 and 67.
Nice.
So you're up by one on Oscar.
Oh, my God. What did he get? I got the Bills. What did he get?
Got the Bills. He got the Bengals. You picked the Jets. Got the Rams. You picked the Cardinals. You got the Broncos.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it. I knew better.
Did anyone pick?
You had the Dolphins, though, which was a ballsy pick. That was amazing.
I was going all out, man. Damn it.
Did anyone pick the Skins to win?
No.
I don't think anybody did.
No, okay.
No.
It ruined it again.
I don't know what I'm going to do when we pick the games on Thursday. We'll be
Thursday,
picking the games.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm.
I will pick opposite of Rob, no matter what he does.
Okay. I think
No matter what he does, I will pick opposite. I'm tired of him getting lucky. I'm tired of it.
Sloppy, slimy eggs.
You swear you're the only one picking your games. Like, you're doing it on your own.
Absolutely.
Okay.
To what do you attribute your success?
Yes.
Well, let me say this. To what do you attribute your success, he hated to ask.
I go a little bit with my gut, and that's a big clue. And also, I have a website that I like. Forbes has some pretty good insight.
You've talked about that before, that you like to go to Forbes.
Mm-hmm.
The so sports section.
No, the financials.
Oh, okay.
Weird.
Thank you.
I have to dig deep.
All right, Madam Commissioner, thank you very much.
thank you,
Maddie. Thanks, Mads. Welcome home.
Thank you.
And happy birthday.
But it's great. And I'm glad you got to hang out with your friends.
Yes. While we were...
Dominic, Seaspray, everybody.
Seaspray!
Feather Hysteria, Slider Spit. Let's start the show, shall we, gentlemen?
Yes, yes.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Papa, you haven't touched a morsel. I'll have to take this suit in. Eat.
I'm busy, Mama. It's almost Christmas.
Who ever heard of a skinny Santa? Eat. Eat.
You dick.
Well, Donner, where's the new member of the family? After all, if he's going to be on my team someday, he'd better get to know me. Great bouncing iceberg.
Now, I'm sure it'll stop as soon as he grows up, Santa.
Well, let's hope so if he wants to make the sleigh team someday.
You dick!
Kirby! Aren't you finished painting that yet? What's eating you, boy?
Not happy in my work, I guess.
What? Hermie doesn't like to make toys. Do you mind telling me what you do want to do?
Well, sir, someday I'd like to be a dentist.
A dentist? Now listen, you. You're an elf, and elves make toys. Now get to work.
You dick.
Now how can you overlook that? His beak blinks like a blinking beacon.
No, Santa's right. He'll never make the sleigh team.
You dick!
All right now, Yennings, back to practice. Oh, no, not you. You better go home with your folks. From now on, gang, we won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games, right?
You dick!
Well, it needs work. I have to go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show on now, all over the place, from Leavenworth, Washington, in Washington State. Washington State or Washington, D.C.? Washington State. Mustang Ridge, Texas, Patterson, Louisiana, Bishopville, Maryland, Lee's Summit, Missouri, and Ankara, Turkey. Whenever I think of Turkey, I think of Midnight Express still.
I think of Thanksgiving. Know? Which celebrity was it that asked Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
Bob Costas.
Bob Costas, that's right.
I would make a point to avoid listening to their program. One of the best. Our show today brought to you by Ring. I am currently looking at the great state of Maine.
Nice.
And at the homestead up there. And I'll show you a picture. There you go. There's my backyard. Right there.
Oh, that is so awesome.
Covered in snow. And it's fascinating to me. Not as much snow as I thought. I thought they were going to be getting a significant more.
Is there more on the way?
I think they're supposed to be. And I'm looking at it just to see. But that's what I love about Ring.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this last night. Excuse me. My Ring floodlight cam has a feature on it that has a floodlight as well. So I control remotely. I'm blown away by Ring's technology, even though I know there are a lot of more sophisticated people maybe out there that are going to say, oh, it's, you know, yeah, it's common. I still think it's incredible.
No, it's incredible. It's magic.
How well it ineffective it is. The other day I was watching another Ring crook where people were taking packages off the porch. Oh. And the Ring technology is, these people are getting busted.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
This time of year especially, the porch pirates are out in effect, Oscar. Mm-hmm. They must be stopped.
Right. This holiday season, it's the best time of year to upgrade your doorbell. This is, it keeps an eye on your home, no matter where the holidays take you. Look, the bottom line with this, with online shopping, Cyber Monday being yesterday, is that there are so many people who are going to be ordering packages. It's more and more every year with deliveries coming to your front door. And the bad guys are aware of this.
Yes.
And the Ring of security around your house with a Ring doorbell, it helps you stay connected to your home from anywhere you are. If there's a package delivery or a surprise visitor, you get an alert. You'll be able to see, hear, and speak to them all from your phone. I have the Ring floodlight cam, so I keep track of my home while I'm in Florida. I check it 2-3 times a day. I like to see what's happening with the weather up there. It's fantastic. It, to me, is always eye-opening and always spectacular. You're sitting at your desk. You pop open your phone, you pop the Ring attachment, the app there, and you get it. As
Bingo.
A TMOS listener, you have a special holiday offer on a Ring starter kit available right now. With a video doorbell and motion-activated floodlight cam, the starter kit has everything you need to start building a Ring of security around your home, no matter what the holiday season brings. With Ring, you are always home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. Hey, you put a forward slash in there.
Huh? Yeah.
That's interesting. That's ring.com/TMOS. Additional terms may apply. Did you get that? By the way, speaking of that, thank you, Ring. Speaking of another fine relationship we have with Zappos, where old Mr. Dirk posted about it.
I saw
where
Dirk.
Has that been taken care of, or is Dirk being old?
No, he's not being old. Well,
all right, I'm just checking.
Mike, let's not be ageist these days. He's one of your contemporaries, right? We're not old.
I was being ageist during the De Niro thing.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Oh,
yes.
The feedback. Man,
yeah,
the
I
private
know.
Messages. I
you
was
and
getting,
I both got beaten up pretty
yeah,
good
beaten
on that,
up.
Right?
Yeah. And the only
yeah,
guy
I'm
that didn't
sorry.
Get beaten up is the one guy that didn't watch it, right?
Yeah. But I'd probably yeah. hate it too, so I can take the, I'll take the heat. Bring it.
Why don't you watch it? Can you find time not watching something that's 500 years old and watch The Irishman? And you don't have to watch all of it. You just watch the
first half.
Few
first
minutes.
Half.
You have, net,
first half.
You have yeah. the Netflix,
of course,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, just check
you
out
might,
The Irishman.
You might actually like it.
What does that mean?
I'm just saying we may not have the attention span or the patience for a long film like that.
I don't know. When I think Oscar Santana, I think attention span.
I'm just being honest. I'm not saying I don't feel any differently about the film, but the backlash was tremendous.
It was.
As
I
far
saw this.
As far as Zappos is concerned.
What was the worst backlash you got? Because the worst I got was just... You know, I disagree with you. Not all that heavy duty. Were people calling me ageist?
No, I got a lot of the easy shtick that says just because it doesn't have Transformers doesn't mean it's not a good film.
Oh,
okay. They're ready
you
to
got
spring.
More crap than I got.
Yeah.
I didn't. Did you? I just thought. Look, be your own judge. I think people get swept up by the hype of a movie like this. I'm the same way with Mr. Rogers. I'll watch that when it comes out. On cable. I don't need to go to the theater to see, but the hype machine about Mr. Rogers. Does anybody remember when I was cutting my teeth as a DJ?
Yes.
God love him and the good he did. What a sweet guy he was. But I am sorry. When he came on, I mean, he was fodder for everybody who was a comedian
of
or
course.
A disc jockey. That's
of course.
The way it was. You know,
it was a big deal to me. It was a big deal to me because I was a kid
neighbor.
And learning English, so I didn't know.
Okay. You
about
called
it.
Him. You called him Senor Rogers.
Senor, like my very similar to my Spanish teacher in elementary school, Senor Williams. So I got this. He'd come
howdy.
In. He'd come into class. It was one of the first like impressions I did. I got this from Mexico.
Oh, no, he talked like
a,
that.
He took a trip to Mexico every year, and he said, I picked this up in Mexico. Senor Williams.
Did he ever go, go to the donkey show?
You know, who knows what he was doing down there.
Every year.
Is it just me? And look, this is I could be wrong, and I know we have a lot of teachers that listen to the program.
Yes.
But a lot of my language teachers, they were really all about their travel. Then they were really all about their lesson plans. It was about them going places.
I had a bunch that were. And our friend Linda Herr is always traveling everywhere.
Is she a Spanish teacher?
No, I think she's an elementary school teacher and a great one.
I mean,
of course she would be a great one.
My three French teachers that come to mind, one was very much by the book. One was very much about like the culture and things you should do if you ever go to Paris. But then my college French teacher, all he talked about was French food and how American food sucks in comparison.
He's right about that.
But I mean, he was, and it was fascinating. He was.
Yeah. I remember I had a French chef, Gerard Pango,
yeah.
who said to me one time, first of all, he was very pompous, very arrogant. Everything you, every stereotype of a bad personality you expect from a Frenchman, he had it.
Yes.
Let me give you an example. I played a lot of golf with the guy.
He was born in France, obviously.
So you would say to him, you would say, wow, I just got back from Mount Everest and I actually cooked foie gras in a hot plate up there. And, he, you know, on the top of Mount Everest, he said, you know, one time when I was climbing a mountain, that's the kind of guy.
Yeah, of course.
I just got 6 hole in ones in one day and there was the only potential for 3. You know, one time I hit a golf ball out of a moving glider, and he was that kind of you know the kind of guys I'm talking about.
Yeah. One-upsmanship, there are people constant one-upsmanship
where you will never it could never be big enough. It's a form of narcissism that
my father had a colleague that was French.
Right,
and every time he'd come over for dinner, even as a kid, I realized I was like, all right, here it comes. Here, and I'd be sitting there in my little suit, not saying anything.
Mm-hmm. Short pants.
Letting them just, you know, do their diplomat thing. And I'd be like, my dad's going to say something, and this guy's going to say something, and my dad will keep it in his pants, and then he's going to, then he'll say something else, and he'll one-up him there. I knew that this was already happening as a kid, and I just watch him like a little
crazy.
Kid, back and forth, back and forth.
It's very strange.
It's really strange.
I don't know if it's a French thing or not, you know, with the president of... You know, on his little London trip right now, I have no idea. I think he's meeting with Macron today, so we'll see what happens with that. But this guy had a statement that I kind of got a lot of when you think about the chains and the food that becomes successful in this country. He said, do you know why you Americans get bad food? I said, no, Gerard. He said, because you accept it. Mm. And he has
a valid point.
Well,
that over there, it's not accepted because they will say the standard's higher because people don't. If you put crap down in front of people in America, we eat like at a
like, you know, what we don't accept is defeat. And the French do. So
oh, God,
let's just keep
look at you.
Yeah, maybe a little
way to try.
A little less time in
so
the kitchen.
Climbing those assimilation monkey bars the rest of your life. God bless you for doing that. I'm from Bolivia, and I'm going to say something that Archie Bunker would say.
Yeah, Edith.
You know, all the family. Oh, Edith, you know what? They accept defeat, Edith.
No, a little less time in the kitchen.
This is fresh. I'm coming off the World War II documentary that's now in full Technicolor, and I watched
one.
It, and two. They have one and two.
Oh, okay.
The
yes. Yeah. The sequel. Two.
Funny you mentioned.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
I watched a few minutes of the Apollo 11 enhanced film, which is just.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this is the latest. This is technology being used for good.
The thing
not
is,
only World War One. They're taking anything filmed
and
they're putting it into a magic machine and it's coming out like a video from an hour ago.
You spoke the truth in what you said is that it's on film. Digital, you know, can only be enhanced so much before it starts to degrade. But
film
is beautiful. Yeah. You know, some of the best looking stuff when they launched the high definition network and people were just dying to see stuff in HD on TV. One of the best looking things they showed was Hogan's Heroes because it was shot on film stock.
On film.
Wow.
And you could really enhance it and make it
they
solid.
They took, all I watched was the precursor with the, you know, Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong and the astronauts going up in Apollo 11. And it was just riveting, not just the shots of the astronauts and the spacecraft, but they do helicopter shots of the beach at Cape Canaveral where they're waiting for the liftoff. And it was so spectacular. And I want more. I want more and more. You know, Rob and I watch Turner Classic Movies and you get now a lot of this being done on TCM. I think they're savvy enough over there to be on the cutting edge where they're getting these. I think they've got skin in the game when it comes to enhancing this film.
What they do, they
silent movies that are enhanced. It's so great to watch.
They do a great thing is when a movie comes out on Blu-ray, a classic film, they will partner up with like Fandango Events.
Yes.
And then take this restored Blu-ray copy and do like a two-day run in motion picture theaters so you can see it on the big screen and then go buy it on Blu-ray. So they're involved in the restoration of classic
film. This is why I think you're going to love The Irishman, because it is a classic film the way it was shot.
Can't wait to
see
it.
Classic Scorsese film. I had an immense amount of difficulty getting by.
So
the,
long.
The technical, and it's long, the technical enhancements they did to make De Niro younger. It wrecked it for me.
Do you
and I
think
thought
if
De Niro's
they had split it,
performance was sleepy.
If they
at the very best yeah,
slow.
Sleepy.
If they split it into
slow
two
sleepy.
Films, would it work better, do you think?
It would have. I get back to the original thing that I said. It would have worked great if you did what was done with guys like Marlon Brando in The Godfather, mm-hmm. where you had Robert De Niro mm-hmm.
playing him younger.
Young,
yeah.
How about Marty giving an opportunity to a young actor yeah. to come up
young
through the
Buck.
Ranks
Ryan
to
Reynolds.
Play Frank Sheeran, the Irishman, as a young guy.
Yeah.
And is, Rob, I think you might
Reynolds,
have said it.
Irish name.
The Irishman to start out with. I mean, it's Robert De Niro.
Yeah, true, you know? True. Yeah.
There's no. If you look at the real guy looks as Irish as they come, just like De Niro looks as Italian as mm-hmm. they come. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I didn't make the movie. It's just, it's. I think it's a disappointment.
Who could play a young De Niro that we know of? I don't think Ryan Reynolds could.
No, you I was just what? Teasing about Ryan Reynolds. Actor, you know, Colin Farrell.
He's
you know
older
what?
Now.
Colin right, Farrell
wanna,
could be right, that
he's
guy.
He's 50 now.
Do you want a complete recasting?
I do.
Do you want a complete recasting yeah. of this? He's in between. I think he's old enough now where he might be able to pull it off. Michael Madsen would have yeah. been a better older Frank Sheeran. And as a younger guy, Mickey Rourke could have been a good one, but he's
old. Oh, no.
Yeah, he's messed
no,
up.
No,
now.
No.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, because Frank Sheeran was a big, burly, ruddy-faced Irishman.
And then as the young one, get Ed Sheeran. And you yeah, can save
this
money.
This is where we part ways.
We can
I
save
we're
money
on
credits.
Oh, my God. We got to take a break.
Thank you.
When we come back, whose Thanksgiving didn't we get to yet? I'm trying to think.
Either
one
of
you
ours.
Two.
Me
either,
or Rob.
Okay. All right. Me or, draw straws. We'll come back
Oscar
with Thanksgiving.
Oscar
oh,
wins.
I won.
Okay.
Scissors
Oscar's Thanksgiving
paper.
When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike. Hey, it's Angie, and all this month on the Oh My Golf Show, holiday hacks and tips for a stress-free season. We're going to save you money, mental health, and so much time, you won't ever miss your flight again. Subscribe to the Oh My Golf Show now on YouTube or Apple Podcasts.
That was it.
That's it.
Mike.
He's sweet.
Yeah.
No, she's busting my chops.
Oh, you didn't miss your flight. Your wife, your
daughter did.
I know. Welcome back to the Mike O'Barra
Mike.
Show.
Mike.
Hi, Angie.
Hey, Mike.
When it comes to the holidays, what do most people think of? Food, family, quality time, presents,
yes.
and perhaps boxes.
Aha!
Aha!
Aha! We all love a good subscription box.
Yes.
And a KiwiCo subscription box makes the perfect holiday
kills,
gift
kills.
Any
yes.
kid will love. Empower them.
So good.
KiwiCo creates cool projects for kids to make learning about STEAM fun. STEAM equals science, technology, engineering, art, and math. It's going to make you smart.
I'm smart.
Say it with a big echo here. Kind of like that effect. Designed by experts and tested by kids. Michael absolutely loves his, and he gets a new box every month. Each box designed by experts, tested by kids, and with 7 lines to choose from, KiwiCo is great for kids of all ages. This holiday, give the gift of hands-on learning to our future. KiwiCo is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything they want to be. No commitment, cancel anytime, and monthly options start at only $16.95 per month, including shipping. For my listeners, go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS to get your first month free. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to KiwiCo.com/TMOS and get your first month free. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. All right, so you had the Familia all
La
together.
Familia, yes.
A wonderful
Los Angeles,
family
Boston, only they made it out of the La Revolución, as we talked about, Mike, with my mom.
In Bolivia. It was so nice talking to your mom.
Super sweet.
Really.
I think it shook her to the core because it wasn't the same type of Thanksgiving morning that I'm used to. She might be losing a step. It's hard to see your parents doing that. And I had a little pep talk with her that morning when I said, Mom, where are the pancitos? Did we miss something? Do you want me to go out shopping? I know you just got off a plane. What's the story?
So the pep talk was that you didn't have pancitos, or was the pep talk that Mom's losing a step and she better get some skin in the game?
Well, this is the thing.
Pancitos are pants?
No,
they're small pants.
No, the little pieces of dough, the bread.
Oh, the pancitos.
Yeah, the little pieces of
bread.
Rolls, yes, yes.
For the meal.
This is what's happened.
They baked or fried?
My mom has assimilated in a way that... And maybe this goes back to Mike's conversation about accepting what we are given. My mom, she used to wake up at the crack of dawn on Thanksgiving morning and do the turkey thing that you usually do, like at 3:30, and then you go to 4. And then around 5, she starts rolling out this dough and cheese. Five in the morning.
Wow.
And that's just how she rolled. And now she's...
So to speak.
She's roughly 70. And my nephew's in town, so I like to spend as much time with my nephew as possible because I don't get to see him as much. So I wake up and I wake up with my niece and nephew that are a little older to go play with little Sebastian, who's 3 years old now. And he wakes up.
And you love it.
And I don't get to see him enough, and I want to be a part of their life as much as I can.
But
so,
you turn that off when you leave. So you're fine with like the interaction with the kidlings,
yes.
And then once you get in your car with your wife and go
yes.
back to your domicile,
yes.
you're like, no kids for me.
It's selfish time. Yes.
Are you moving in the direction? And this is a whole show. Maybe
a different direction?
Yeah.
But I'll just ask you, are you moving in a direction where you're saying to yourself, maybe this is what we do? Maybe
no,
this
I'm
is
actually moving in the opposite direction. Moving.
Okay.
Maybe this is what we don't do.
Because, so you're thinking still...
As my brother said to me, he goes, there's no way you're going to be able to have a house and a kid in that house. And I mm-hmm. said, let me show you. I'm not going to have kids and I won't need to bother with square footage.
Is
and
that
toys.
Your attitude? I'm confused, Rob. Is he saying he wants them or
no,
not?
No, he's saying that he will not have children. And I think this is a good thing.
So you're not.
All right,
now,
not top
my
of mind.
Point
not top
is,
of mind.
And I tried to ask you that.
Not top
when
of mind.
When you leave that, you're fine
yes,
with
yes.
living your life the way it is right
I'm
now.
I'm fine with
your friend Todd and
with
Marissa.
The way
the same
things
thing.
Currently are. Now, if a stork drops off a baby on a front lawn, then that's fine. I'm good with that as well. If God
okay.
says this
all
is
right.
your whip, you know, whatever you want, which whatever way you want to look at it, we'll take it.
Okay.
You know, with Oscar, I can never tell if he's being figurative. If maybe he really thinks a stork might deliver him a child.
I know a stork doesn't deliver a kid.
To try to pry this
cabbage
information
patch.
Out of him.
I know.
We got to go to the cabbage patch to pick up
has
our
Mama,
kid.
Has Mama Santana given up on the pressure cooker for you and Shannon being parents?
She's got 3 grandkids.
I think she's got enough on her. Back to the pancitos.
Okay.
She's. Right, I wake up and she says, ¿Cómo uso esto? And in her hands, like, how do I use this? It is a sleeve of Pillsbury Doughboy croissants.
Oh, no.
And I said, what's that for? She said, boy, I said pancitos. I said, Mom, that's not pancitos. That's Pillsbury Doughboy croissants. I was like, we're better than this. And she looked and she said, no. La Lauren, which is my sister-in-law, bought this. I think she wants this. And I said, no. That's for the babies. We get the pancitos. And I said,
the pancitos. Is there any similarity whatsoever between a croissant and the pancito, or is it a different type of roll altogether?
It's, okay.
Or
it's similar, but it's not handmade, and there isn't fresh cheese inside.
Got it. I understand.
So,
okay. Yeah, but night and day, really. When
night and day.
Matty pancitos have cheese.
Yes. That the white cheese, what would be el
queso fresco?
El queso fresco.
Ah,
thank you. Queso
fresco.
Queso fresco.
Fresh cheese.
Yeah.
Fresco.
Or as my mom say, queso viajero, the traveling cheese.
Queso viajero.
Yes. I watched that on. It's a new series on Netflix. The traveling cheese.
So when you roll shamed your mother,
what do you mean roll shamed?
Bread shamed.
Where you bake shamed your mother?
Yes.
What was her response?
She looked at me like I was being a monster, much like Shannon does sometimes. And I said, I'm not here to judge. I'm seeing if I can help. Do you want me to go to the Mercado Latino as soon as it opens at 9 a.m.? Because I know it does. And pick up the cheese and the rolls that
Latin
we need
grocery
to make this
store.
Done.
Latin grocery store.
Let me ask this
store.
Question.
Yeah.
The rolls you're talking about don't necessarily have to. The dough does not necessarily have to be made in the home. You can actually go to another market and get the special
dough. Buy the dough. Yes.
Oh, well, then I'm sorry. I might be on Team Oscar. On
Thank
this.
You. Mm. Now, no, go she get the usually dough. Makes the dough at home.
Go to the Mexican grocery store.
Yeah, but I'm going to go. And my people, as you know, are hardworking.
Or the Latin grocery store.
Mexican grocery store, Mike.
At Mercado Latino.
Go buy some Inca Cola and a Jesus candle
Thank
and
you.
Some pre-made dough.
Yep.
At the Mexican grocery
and
store.
Sometimes they have butterfly knives underneath the glass counter when you check out.
Sure. But only
so
if you need to cut up a butterfly.
So
she
said,
along with you going
they
had
the fregada. Which it means stop bothering me.
And touched a nerve.
And then she broke open the Pillsbury Doughboy and started.
Did she do the beat on the counter method or the press with a spoon handle
no,
method?
No, she pushes the tin and says, ooh.
Nice. Yeah.
And then she, I can never get it right. No, it's ooh.
It's not ooh-hoo, it's mm-hmm. That's when the Pillsbury Doughboy dies.
Gotcha.
So she lays them all out. She does that. And I got to tell you, at that point, I said, man, my mom is getting old or she's punting from this big trip. So it's a sad moment. It's a hungry moment. It's a dissatisfying moment.
Never had the rolls you wanted for Thanksgiving?
I will tell you that I went out on my own once the parents got up and started taking care of their kids. And I went and got the ingredients and just left it in the fridge for her. Didn't even tell her that I bought it. And I said, it was more like a, hey, if you're up for it, it'd be nice. You know, we're never really here together.
That's not too passive aggressive.
Obviously, it's an important part of your Thanksgiving dinner.
It's not. This could have been a lazy Thanksgiving unless I was there. I'm telling you, a lot of things I had to get moving.
Did she cook them?
She cooked them. She cooked them that night. Usually a morning thing, but I'll take them at night. We were good to go.
Were they part of the Thanksgiving meal or was this just a?
This is just an ad hoc. If you're not stuffed, this will stuff you up. We're good to
go. All right.
Now,
how were they? Were they yummy?
Fantastic. Warm, out of the oven. Beautiful. The other
nothing
side.
Nothing says loving like something from the oven.
The other side is my wife got terribly sick with bronchitis. And the great thing about doctors, when they see this and they hear this cough, this wheeze, they say, you know what? Don't need you around our kids. Going to get you medicine from the pharmacy right away. We're good to go. So,
did you go to the Mexican pharmacy?
No, I went to Yiant.
Okay. Right.
And this is.
Wrap this up. We got to take a break.
This is the coup d'etat. Or do you want me to tease this?
Tease this because we got to come back.
And, I went to the pharmacy like a good husband to take care of my wife. And one of the most embarrassing things I would say in the last 3 years happened to me at Yiant on Thanksgiving Day.
Exciting.
I love
that.
This.
It's a good tease,
good,
isn't
it? Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. We'll come back with more rolls and cheese right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Traveling cheese.
Traveling cheese. All right. We're going to play a game. I need to know why you don't subscribe to the bonus show. Too expensive? Wrong. It only costs pennies a day. Less than your daily latte. Boar on the floor. It's like the regular show? Wrong. It's 60 uninterrupted minutes. Without commercials and without censorship, so you'll hear words like shit, fuck, sucker, asshole, and piss used as a verb. Bore on the floor, and you'll stay on the floor, my little piggy, until you go to MikeOMeraShow.com and subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. Support the boys, and oink, little piggies, grunt for me. Oink, 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 piggies. Now f*** off and call my helicopter. Thank you very much, Brian. Brian Cox from Succession.
Brian.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by No Emmy. Shopping for fine jewelry can be overwhelming, especially considering the fact that most fine jewelry retailers mark up prices, this is stunning, from 500 to 1,000%. No Emmy believes that luxury jewelry doesn't have to be overpriced. They cut out the middlemen to deliver exceptional products without exorbitant markups. Finally, a customer service company that just happens to sell jewelry. Carla just got a 3-stone diamond earring. Absolutely gorgeous. She loves it. It's beautiful. No Emmy also offers. They're beautiful earrings. They really are.
Mm-hmm.
No Emmy also offers a lifetime warranty and free shipping and returns on every product, including engravings and custom designs. If you are looking for the finest quality jewelry from a luxury brand you can trust, look no further than No Emmy. Go to HelloNoEmmy.com/TMOS to see their collections and get $50 off your first purchase with promo code TMOS. That's an even better deal after spending a fraction of what you'd pay for other luxury brands. Just go to Hello, H-E-L-L-O, NoEmmy, N-O-E-M-I-E, HelloNoEmmy.com/TMOS. And don't forget to use promo code TMOS for $50 off your first purchase. So we got the rolls.
And real quick, Mike, before we proceed, I want you to know that everyone that's playing the stupid Don't Hear This Wham record as long as you can all Christmas, you're hearing it now, you lost.
You sir lost.
Thank you. Not winning.
Last Christmas. So we got the rolls, and then you are off to take. By the way, how is your wife feeling currently?
I think she's milking the cough because she should be better by now. But she's
that's another show that's after the traveling cheese. It's Ina Garten's Milking the Cough.
Milking the cough, yes.
yes. Right. I think that's the secret. That's the people probably wonder and ask, like, how the hell are you able to try to juggle as many projects as possible? I'm blessed that my family members have truly gone out of their way to overachieve. And when you can get into a home and within 2 days be back to normal because they are able to give you what is the right medicine for the problem, boom, bam, good to go. She's back at work, right?
That's what a luxury. I mean, what a luxury to have physicians. I grew up with a physician as an uncle, and really terrific when anybody would be sick. Now my cousin Johnny picks up the slack as a doctor up in Maine, and anybody has a real problem, you see your family.
Super lucky.
Check it
out. I grew up with a furniture salesman, so anytime anyone needed to sit down,
or if
you were good to go.
A cushion was backwards, you let him know.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the details. The devil's in the details, Oscar.
Just as a sidebar, did you get dibs on great furniture in the homes that you lived in?
We always had the best furniture. Absolutely.
Okay.
And also, everyone, even in the extended family, had great furniture and never really was pressured to pay on time. Big Daddy was really cool about that.
That's sweet.
Oh, okay. He gave a good deal. Nice. Yeah.
Who was the greatest violator of that?
Yeah. Who took advantage?
Probably
who,
Sam.
Who would you say?
Sam.
Sam?
Yeah. Sam.
Who was this second place?
Ah, gosh. Probably
where was
me.
HBS on the you? List? That's
probably
me.
Me, because you? I just took all the hand-me-downs. I got all the furniture anyway.
There you go. All right. Just checking
okay.
in.
So,
all right.
Eventually gave away the dining room set, though. So, you know.
So did I. I gave it to Oscar
to me.
Jose.
Yeah.
To me.
And good furniture, right?
Thank you. It was really nice. Though you did break that one seat. So I was
this is a great holiday show.
It was my seat.
We said break it in. Break it in. That's right.
Absolutely.
We're at Yiant. And Yiant's pharmacy closes at if I'm not mistaken, it's 1 p.m.
Yeah, early for Thanksgiving,
1 p.m.
right?
Thanksgiving Day. My sister says we need to pick up a few items that weren't at the Mercado Latino this morning. We're back to Yiant. We need a pharmacy. We're good to go. I get out of the car when we arrive. I run to the pharmacy because it's 12:50.
To be fair, Mike, the Yiant has things that the Mercado doesn't have. Like the Mercado has live poultry, and you can't get that at Yiant.
And my sister, who likes to, put her own footprint on a holiday, is going up and down the aisles getting decorations, all kinds of, I guess, accoutrement for the Thanksgiving feast, which, by the way, we have in the evening. We don't have in the early afternoon. Okay. And I'm in the line. And if you've ever been in a line when a pharmacy is closing, they start closing the actual metal doors.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody out.
And you're like, oh, my God, I just got to get this medicine for my wife. Get the medicine for my wife here over the last year. Attention, Yiant shoppers. We are closing in 5 minutes. People start freaking out.
Of course.
You hear shopping carts moving faster. Things are moving out. My stomach starts grumbling because if I don't get this medicine, I'm nervous about it. It's a whole thing. I am literally the last person they're giving medicine to. All of the metal, cabinets have been shut. The glass has been pulled. People have their coats on that worked there. Those God-loving people that had to pull that shift. And this wonderful Asian man walks up and she said, "Sorry, sir, we're closed." He looked at me. I said, "I barely got here, man." And he just stomped away. So we're good to go. I've got the medicine.
Good.
I run out to my sister. I said, "They're closing. We got to go." And she's got what is something out of a winter storm's, a bounty of food and decorations and Yankee candles all in a cart. And I said, "Today's the day you're going to do this, right? Today's the day you're going to do this."
This is your sister?
My sister. My sister. Okay. God bless her. My older sister, who's basically my mom, so I can't yell at her or do anything. So I'm sitting there rotting. I said, "All right, this is going to take roughly 5 minutes. I have had to go to the restroom, not one, two, all morning long."
Oh, no.
So against all odds and against everything that my mind says fight or flight, I know I have to go back to the back of the Giant, behind where they keep all of, the frozen food section.
Is turning into a Tom Hanks movie.
What's so great about this is a perfect three-act construction of a motion picture.
Yes.
I can't wait for act three.
So right, she's so checking out. I said, "I got, here's the medicine. I'm going to the can."
Is it a bathroom that's accessible from the floor, or is it a back room bathroom?
You got to go through two double doors to get to the restroom, but they have a restroom door.
Do you realize what's happening here? This is your use of time.
What do you mean? This is
your inability to process time. You never do it right. This is you. This is not your mother. This is not your wife. This is not your sister. This is you.
Didn't you have fecal urgency at a parking garage at an airport last Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is me.
I get nervous
around my family. And by the way, I was going to get medicine for my wife. I could have not gone.
But still,
I could have not gone. Said, "You know, good luck with your cough,
I guarantee
lady.
You probably had that prescription earlier in the day.
No, I didn't. They had to call it in.
Mike, the phrase we're looking for is "your brain's out."
So,
all right, so you go back to the can.
I get back to the can. Guy shimmies out. He hears the call because you can hear that loudspeaker. So he rolls out. I'm like, finally, some peace and quiet. My sister's going to take forever to check out. I know they won't lock the doors in. We won't get stuck. I know we won't. That's never happened to me in my life before.
Yeah, you're in there and you're deciding that Senior Clocks doesn't matter is going to take one of his 15-minute afternoon constitution.
So as soon as I sit down and I'm literally saying, "This looks like it's just been cleaned. I feel bad for the person afterwards, but I'm going to take care of business."
That's so great because, you know, grocery stores always have sparkling bathrooms.
Somebody was trying to get out for the holidays, and they went in early.
That's nice.
So I was like, yes. I sit down. I have sweatpants and sidebar. I was racing out the door, so I have a woman's winter coat on because it didn't care what we were going to wear. There were so many coats in our foyer.
This is so sexy now.
There were so many coats in our foyer that I picked the wrong coat that's like tailored down.
What time are we talking about here?
This is probably 1:05, I would assume. Place is closed.
1:05 in the afternoon?
Yes, yes.
Right. Hour 1:05.
I keep my coat on and I have sweatpants on as I'm going to the restroom.
Hold on, you kept the lady's coat on while you're sitting?
It was one of those little vests, so it came up to like my back. I wasn't touching the toilet. Trust me, it's go time. And all of a sudden, as I'm about to just take care of business, I hear, guy walks in, stomps into the bathroom. And the bathroom way it's set up, urinal, sink, one stall. One big handicap stall.
Gotcha.
He breaks down the door to where I'm taking, what I'm doing with his foot. I hear the foot hit
kicks
the door,
it kicks it in.
And I am thinking, oh my God, this is like a scene out of Dumb and Dumber where, there was a phone number and a time to meet somebody and you're going to have sex with them now because it's so hostile. The guy,
especially in that vest.
The guy looks at me and he says, "You didn't lock the door." And I said, "I'm sorry. I thought I locked the door. I thought the store was closed." He goes, "You should have locked the door." And we stared at each other with my sweatpants around my ankles, my phone in my hand as I was checking emails.
You're about to drop a deuce.
I literally was just right there. And it was, it's different when you're like, "Oh, sorry, bro, walk away." He was hostile towards me because I didn't close the door or lock
customer
the door.
Customer or employee?
This was a customer, another guy that had to go apparently, that was stuck in the store.
Sure.
Want to all happening at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Terrible. On Thanksgiving Day.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
For this, they're missing the dog show.
So, what happened afterwards?
I didn't end up going. I got nervous. You pucker up. So then I pull my pants up and run.
Split?
I run to the front of the door and my sister's looking at flowers. Now, after we've checked, I said, no flowers. We got to go. I don't want to see that guy again. Something weird happened to me in the back. We got to go home so I can use the restroom. Time to go.
There you go. Fantastic Giant. Time at the old Giant.
Did you make it home without cramping?
Giant and Leisure World. Let me tell you, don't go there on Thanksgiving. A lot of weird things happen.
Sure.
Yeah, those are weird giants around that whole Rockville corridor.
Yeah.
They're nasty, aren't they?
I remember.
They really are. Remember the cemetery giant that we used to go to? You know,
speed
is everyone here dead? Hey, there it goes, Mike O'Mara with another ageist comment. I'm elderly,
Mike. Leisure World is for the dying.
They
have so many rascal scooters.
Right.
I wasn't expecting a man that probably played Division I football to knock down. He was tall and he stared at me like a piece of meat, and then I walked right out.
Would you call him handsome?
He looked angry.
Okay. That appeals to some people.
He couldn't go. He couldn't go.
That could be a turn on. We have to take a break. Glad you had a good holiday. And your sister's just being thoughtful.
Yes.
Trying to stock the house with goodies.
No.
God bless her, too. We'll take a break. And when we come back, it's some news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Hello, this is your president. I was elected by you. Good. If you're hearing me now, you're listening to TMOS. Funny. But what if you want to see me? You can't. Sad. Because you don't watch radio. Sounds. But Mike Pence recently told me that you can watch this radio show. Surprise! Just go to YouTube and search Mike O'Mara's show, Covfefe. Then you can subscribe and watch the show every day with Old Mike, Bald Rob, and Creepy Oscar, Distrustful. Also, Pony and Maddie Afterthought, sad. TMOS on YouTube. I would watch it, but I'm too busy eating meals at my White House. American Fast Food. It's the fastest and the greatest, and it's the funnest, winningest, successfulest, tallest, wettest, shiniest food in the planet. So remember, YouTube, it's on a computer, also on my tweet thing. Just put a taco salad in my pocket, and God bless America.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to tell you about a new advertiser on the Mike O'Mara Show that I'm really excited about. This is a company called Society 6.
Yes.
I was looking through their catalog just the other day. If you are looking for a thoughtful, unique gift this holiday season, you need to check out Society 6. This is a company keeping art alive and keeping creativity alive, and I'm so excited about it. And there's so much amazing stuff. They've got a community at Society 6 of 350,000 independent artists from around the world. You're going to find everything from wall art and furniture to home decor, lifestyle accessories. You're sure to find a unique gift for everyone on your list. They have so many amazing things. It's just a feast for your eyes when you look at their catalog. This is great. I love every Society 6 purchase pays an artist. This empowers artists to keep doing what they love. There are literally millions of designs to choose from, and Society 6 has a huge array of products. Just choose what you love, and Society 6 makes it to order and ships it directly to you. I have a gorgeous, gorgeous map, old map of Washington, D.C. from Society 6 that is just beautiful. It's nice to know that your gift was designed by an independent artist and crafted by an actual person. And not just grab from a shelf in a warehouse.
Right.
Give thoughtful and unique gifts this holiday season with Society 6. You can get 30% off and free shipping when you use the code TMOS at s6.co/TMOS. That's s6.co/TMOS and use promo code TMOS. Don't forget that. Society 6, design your everyday with art you love, and you'll be like me. You will be. They will wow you. They truly will.
News!
I'd like to see that map.
Yeah. And you can find a shortcut to work.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody. Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes.
By the way, my daughter had not seen the bit on Letterman where Joaquin was bearded and acting incoherent.
That probably sort of predates her.
Method acting.
It was fun to watch. he's having a good year. Sure, he was passed over for Sexiest Man Alive again, but he went from the mega success of Joker. That's why we started watching, because my daughter loved Joker, to being named PETA's Person of the Year. Phoenix is a staunch supporter of animal rights, and he's been a vegan since the age of 3 when he saw a fish get caught and gutted on the deck of a ship. PETA says, quote, Joaquin Phoenix never misses an opportunity to turn the spotlight away from himself and onto animals' plight and to set a great example of walking the vegan walk. Past Persons of the Year winners include Pope Francis, Oprah Winfrey, Angelica Houston, Olivia Munn, Eva Mendez, and, or is it Ava Mendez? I think it's Ava
Mendez. Ava Mendez, I believe, isn't it?
And Alicia Silverstone. So, way to go.
Impossible
Joaquin.
Whopper vegan?
It is, yeah. No, that's because good. I think there would be egg and dairy in the bread, probably.
Mm. Yeah.
The patty might be vegan.
The patty might be vegan.
But not the toppings.
Not peppermint the, patty, but no. Patty.
Hello, PETA. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I'm keto. anyway, let me hit that little thing.
You've been keto for 7 days.
I've been 6 days. I think it's safe to say
Brad
Pitt isn't
a fan. Less than that, he ate turkey.
Oh, you ate turkey?
Yeah, with stuffing and stuff, right? So it had to start on Friday.
5 days.
Okay.
5 days. Mm-hmm. 5 days on keto. We started Friday. That's it. I think it's... Why? Shut up. I think it's safe to say Brad Pitt isn't a fan of cancel culture. He said as much during a discussion with Anthony Hopkins for Interview Magazine. This is interesting. He said that these days everyone is, quote, judgmental and quick to treat people as disposable. And he added, quote, we've always placed great importance on the mistake. But the next move, what you do after the mistake, is what really defines a person. We're all going to make mistakes, but what is the next step? We don't, as a culture, seem to stick around to see what that person's next step is. And that's the part that I find much more invigorating and interesting. Elsewhere in the interview, Hopkins dropped this little nugget of wisdom. He said, quote, I once asked a Jesuit priest, what is the shortest prayer in the world? He said, F it.
Wow.
That's the shortest prayer in the world. It's the prayer of release. That's what it's called.
Gross.
This is quoting Anthony Hopkins. Just say F it. None of it is important. The important thing is to enjoy life as it is. Your life today is fantastic. Mm. That's Anthony Hopkins.
Tried to do so that in
actors,
the audience.
That's actors thinking. Mm.
Isn't Brad Pitt's pet name for Angelina Jolie? What didn't he call her the mistake?
The mistake. Yes, really. Way to go. Okay. A British TV psychic named Derek Okora was asked a very specific question. Have George Michael and Michael Jackson been in touch now that they're both on the other side? And Mr. Okora had a very specific answer. Not only have they met up, but they're making music together.
Hey, that's terrific.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, huh. Quote, they have access to any instruments or equipment they may want.
That's Sully's George Michael's legacy, I think.
Thanks, Derek. But they're not just jamming together. Here's the quote. Here's what he said.
The psychic? Yeah. Well, it must be true.
They're also chatting about new bands and whether they like the latest music or not. Musicians who cross over often do want to meet up with others so they can talk about their experiences on the earth plane and enjoy continuing to make music. Mm. Now you know.
That's great. Maybe they could call Joe Cocker.
Isn't that great? Fantastic. Everyone has a breaking point when it comes to climate change, and this just might be too much for a lot of people. There's speculation right now that we could have... Now, listen, everybody calm down. Yeah. I'm just the messenger.
Pony,
I don't
just
want you
relax,
to get freaked
pony.
Out. Okay? I hate doing this to our listeners, but there's speculation we may have a French fries shortage.
No! I just had French fries yesterday.
No!
I'm
so sorry.
No!
I'm so, so very sorry.
The British call them chips.
Yes, a French fries shortage in this country after the unseasonably cold, wet weather... damaged the potato crops in Idaho, North Dakota, and Minnesota, and some parts of Canada. That most likely means fewer potatoes. Potatoes. That's a snack in Ireland. Conan O'Brien did a thing on it. It was about the funniest I ever saw. Oh, look at the Irish Center. They sell potatoes. That's the snack.
And also,
potatoes.
Don't forget, Mike, the luck of the Irish. Potato famine. Yeah, it scares
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Potatoes are very fragile.
Yes, they are.
Are they?
Yeah, well, ask my ancestors.
You know, they grow underground, you know.
Higher prices, too, will result for your French fries. So, you know, get your poutine while you can. Thank you. And now a little something. Yes. An American Eagle flight took off from Pensacola, Florida on Friday morning.
All the ingredients are there, Mike.
And when it got in the air, a woman on the plane said she was having breathing issues. Speaking of having breathing issues, are you okay over there?
Never better. Never better.
How's your lung infection?
Yeah, you want me to call somebody?
Your yearly holiday lung infection.
I'm doing all right, thank you.
It's allergies.
Appreciate it. No, it's not allergies, actually.
Oh, really? You're copping to it being a major bronchial event?
I have an allergy to this all over here.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay. I thought we were friends.
So the plane takes off from... all right, shut up. So the plane takes off from Pensacola, Florida, Friday morning. Lady in the air says she's having breathing issues and asked if they'd move her to a bigger seat.
A bigger seat?
Yeah, she wants a bigger seat. So they did, but the pilot decided that since it was a medical emergency, he'd turn around and head back to Pensacola to get the woman some help.
Yeah.
But when they landed, she admitted that she faked the entire thing because she wanted a bigger seat. Yeah.
That's what she said.
And then she refused to get off the plane.
Of course.
The pilot finally talked her into leaving, and she was taken into custody. Criminal charges are probably coming. And for the woman, I would bet that a sugary snack is probably coming, too. There you go. Yeah, figured she was fat. Big, lazy, fat. Doesn't like the small seat because she's fat.
You know what I love? It's not legroom she wants. She just wants a bigger seat.
She wants a wider seat so she can splay her fat. She might have been 94 pounds. I have no idea.
It's the lying at that juncture when you're flying, which everybody by now knows is a criminal act.
Yes, you don't pull that crap, especially when the pilot, and don't you think maybe the pilot turned the plane
around? Oh, he knew.
Of course.
He said, I'm going to show what's what.
Yeah.
Medical emergency. I was faking. I wonder if she cried.
The other medical emergency is when the drink card came, she asked for another Stroop waffle.
Yeah. More, please. I can't breathe. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Thank you, Buffalo Madeline. Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Zappos. 'Tis the season for internet shopping. Ho, ho, ho. But with the Black Fridays, the Cyber Mondays, and the whatnots, and the other things, it's enough to make you go crazy in the head. As my old radio partner used to say, Mr. Geronimo, Batsa in the Gagutsa.
I remember
that. I used to
love it
when he would say that. But don't you panic, my little consumer. Your gift-giving solution is a cinch. All you need to do is lean back. Relax. And visit Zappos. As you celebrate the holidays, Zappos is celebrating 20 years of the absolute best customer service and a selection that is unmatched. Thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. And with the holidays approaching, there's never been a better time to shop Zappos. Whether it's footwear, outerwear, anywhere, basically if you wear it, get it at Zappos. Gifts for everyone, even yourself. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good through the holidays and beyond. Let's open up that audio vault. And Rob Spiewak, what do you got for us today, man?
Are you still subscribed to Pupsy?
Pupsy?
God, I love it. Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, Pupsy is he's a YouTube influencer.
Ooh.
And this is actually on our Facebook page. What Pupsy has done is he's taken a series of melons and hollowed them out and drilled holes in them and turned them into essentially woodwind instruments.
Oh, cool.
I mean, I would say, you know, normally when you see someone drilling a hole in a melon, they're using it to smoke pot. But this guy is turning it into musical instruments. And what this song is entirely...
That's Pupsy.
Pupsy, classic Pupsy, Mike. And you remember where he's from?
Yeah, he's from Canada.
Finland is where he's from.
That's what I said.
That's right. And here he is giving you a favorite Smash Mouth record. Here's All Star played on melons.
This is great.
Pretty neat.
Yeah.
Watermelon, 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 selling. Honey, do taste good, and you're ready like a felon.
Here comes the hook. Never cry if you don't flow. Never fly if you don't go.
Hey now, you don't stop.
So there you go,
also,
Mike.
Also, not Uncle Cracker for you at home.
No.
No.
And featured in the movie Shrek.
Yes.
Yes, very good. So that's wonderful Melon song. Rock, Mike.
Great on melons. I listened to the whole thing. I didn't blow it up. It was good.
No, no.
Now, here's another good song that I actually find very catchy. Are you familiar with the Billie Eilish?
Billie Eilish.
Eilish, rather?
Not Eilish.
It's a very good song. It was a big hit over the summer, yeah, especially. No,
I'm not a fan.
She's murderous.
She doesn't smile a lot.
No, I don't like her. Sorry, don't like her. I think it's a lot of style, a lot of hype, and I'm not.
This is a great song.
I think it's a great pop record, though.
Let me hear it. Come on. You know what? I take it back. I think if you go back on a show, I saw her on SNL, and I think you would have heard me say I like the performance.
Yeah.
So I take that back. You know me. I'm just in kind of a negative frame of mind.
Now, she's 17, and she was recently on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, and he asked her some questions to sort of emphasize what's it like to be, I mean, granted, number one record in the country, but still just 17.
Can you name a Van Halen?
Who?
Fill in the blank. Run DM.
What? What is that?
It sounds like a direct message while you're jogging now, but Run DMC. Have you ever played with a Cabbage Patch Kid?
A Cabbage Patch Kid?
Yeah. In 1984, at Christmas time, your parents would go to the mall and fight other parents for these.
Wow.
And then they bring them home to you, and that was how they proved they loved you.
Wow.
What should you never do to a gremlin after midnight?
You're making me look so dumb.
Now, that sort of got a lot of traction, but
She's cute, too. She's got a great personality.
Wolfgang Van Halen tweeted out, he said, don't shame people for what they know and what they don't know musically. He said, leave her alone. He doesn't care that she doesn't know what Van Halen is. He likes her, and people are all entitled to their own musical circles.
They're just doing shtick.
Yeah, but still, you know, I think a lot of people.
Yeah, but I mean, Wolfie, shut up.
Yeah.
He's doing a bit. But he's doing a bit. It's not shaming her.
No, I don't think he was. He wasn't speaking to Kimmel. He was speaking to the people that jumped on the bit and sort of kicked her when she was down for not
knowing. Those are the idiots.
Those are the idiots.
The bit is that she's young.
She's winning at life.
Born when
17.
Now, I'll tell you who's not winning, Mike, is in Massachusetts.
But hold on. You're letting Wolfie off the hook here.
Yeah.
Wolfie's the one that said, don't shame her for doing it. He didn't say, I'm fine with Jimmy Kimmel. No, did he? Right?
But it was not directed at Kimmel. It was directed at all the people that were shaming her for not knowing.
All right.
And I thought it was sort of a good move. Wolfie needs one in the win column.
He doesn't need to chime in. The fact that he even used them or people are talking about Van Halen is enough.
He shows up on the Valerie Bertinelli cooking show sometimes. He needs one in the win column.
You like Wolfie? You're a Wolfie fan?
No, I think that he should be doing better than he is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's he look?
Well, you know how there was a time when both Valerie Bertinelli and Eddie Van Halen were both very good looking and both looked a lot like each other?
Right.
Yeah, he doesn't look like that ever.
Okay.
There's a guy in Massachusetts. His name is Wenhan Huang, and he had a terrible day because a Delta flight accidentally ejected their evacuation slide, and it fell in his yard. Luckily, no one was hurt.
Oh, thank God you have this, because the reporter that had it last night on the news said an evacuation slide landed in the yard. There was nothing
from
more
the
than
air.
That.
Yes,
nothing more. This idiot. It might have been a network guy, and he sucked. He phoned this report in. It's like, this is a phenomenal story. More, please. And he didn't have
nobody got sucked
more.
Out of the plane.
No one was hurt. It landed in his yard. It was, as you can imagine, massive. And he called 911. We have a clip of the 911 call and also some footage of Wenhan Huang speaking.
Caller reports there's an airplane piece in his backyard.
Kind of crazy. Who can know, like, there's something coming from the air and dropping into my yard, right?
Yeah.
And it's pretty heavy. You can't even carry it. It just fell directly in my yard, so I don't even know what happened at that time. My house doesn't get damaged, and nothing major get damaged.
Can't even carry it. It's so heavy.
Is there, well, Rob won't have it either. Is there a reporter out there that could explain how an entire evacuation slide fell from an airplane and was the doesn't the door have to be open well, what, to have what, that happen?
Do they
and
eject also, like tracers? I don't know how they roll out.
The thing that throws me is that
America wants to know.
When they're ejected, they inflate. This was not inflated. This fell as a hunk.
I just like to know where it came from, because it sounds like it didn't open the door when it ejected.
You know those escargot things they put on SUVs or
station the big thing on top? Yes.
Yeah, the cargo thing.
They forgot to latch it.
Yeah.
They didn't latch it on.
It's normally
sitting
the only
in the middle of the ejection aisle. That was that lady from Pensacola who wanted a bigger seat.
And technically, if he owns it now, couldn't he sell it back to the airline? Those things are pretty pricey.
Possession is 9/10 of the law, yeah.
I wouldn't do that. I'd set it up in the backyard, let the kids play on.
Because normally, Mike, the only thing that Delta Airlines drop are huge hunks of frozen sewage.
Yeah, that's all they drop. But this guy, you just get the right amount of helium.
Joel Rogers, for the second day in a row, let us know.
Joel, where have you been?
Yeah,
tell
Joel.
Tell us about the ejection slide. And by the way, for Sen Hong Wong or whatever the guy's name is.
Wen Hong Wong.
You probably put that thing right up to the second floor window, start running a hose down it, and you get a slip and slide to beat the entire neighborhood.
Beat the band.
Really? You know, if that was down here, you set that up in D.C. and you have the guy, he could get it under your parents' house in Olney.
Absolutely.
And slide the buoy.
Why not?
Be fantastic.
Why not?
Some people have all the luck.
Absolutely.
The buoy of all places. That's
luck
where
of the
we'd
ages.
Slide to.
All right, Mike. I know I we'll close
buoy
with this.
Maryland.
We always talk about how right before a big movie comes out, the press releases are sort of hidden and the secrets are revealed.
Yes.
And press things are revealed. Billy Dee Williams, Mr. Sexy Soul, has come out and said he identifies both ways. And he will be in the new Skywalker film as Lando Calrissian, but he said he identifies both ways.
In a new interview, Billy Dee Williams says he identifies as both a man and a woman. In Billy Dee's honor, Colt 45 is being renamed Gender Fluid.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday. And also, watch Lights Out with David Spade last night. His panel were all ex-SNL newscasters. Kevin Nealon, of course, Norm MacDonald, and Dennis Miller. He did work with them on all episodes of Saturday Night Live. It's a great panel.
Watch that.
It's a great panel.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Another fine show. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, our bonus show subscriptions are, you know, ready for you. We don't ask you to donate on Giving Tuesday, but this would be a great day to subscribe
Giving
to the
Tuesday.
TMOS bonus show. That's what it is.
I know.
It?
I mean, yeah, everyone says so. Had you ever heard of it before this year?
No, I think it's
new.
But I mean, I'm taking full advantage.
I think it's a good idea
that right now. So please get a bonus show. Thanks, Rob. All right. Anyway, that's it. We got to get out of here right now. Finish your tea. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm afraid we have a bad image, sir. Market research shows people see you as something of an ogre.
To club them and eat their bones.
If you want to throw down in fisticuffs, fine. I've got Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary waiting for you right here.
And please remember, everybody, don't get happy.